What is Thunderbolt 4? Why this new interface will matter in PCs in 2021? By Matthew Elliott on January 26th in PC Magazine. The new Thunderbolt interface is less about raw speed than about display connectivity and better device charging. Here's a breakdown of what the updated standard will gain you today. For anyone who has used a Mac laptop in recent years or a top-end Windows notebook, Thunderbolt 3 has probably been on their radar and perhaps had them scratching their heads regarding what it can do. This port looks like one of the new style oval USB Type-C connectors, but it does a bunch more. It can carry a video signal using the DisplayPort protocol, charge connected devices, and allow for data transfers at speeds beyond what simple USB can manage. The story of the latest flavor of Thunderbolt interface, Thunderbolt 4, starts with a change in direction, however. Intel opened up the Thunderbolt 3 protocol to USB's controlling consortium, the USBIF, for royalty-free use in the development of next-generation USB 4, delivering faster speeds and interoperability to USB 4 devices. Indeed, the fates and directions of the two new 4 specs are intertwined. And yes, the USB team dropped the space in USB 4. That's not a typo. This move toward open source didn't mean, however, that Intel stopped developing its traditionally proprietary Thunderbolt specification. Intel has kept moving Thunderbolt down the tracks and announced Thunderbolt 4 a year ago at CES 2020, and new Thunderbolt 4 equipped PCs based on Intel's 11th generation Tiger Lake core processors are now just starting to roll out. These Tiger Lake based computers are also ushering in USB 4 connectivity. So there is bound to be some confusion with Thunderbolt 4 and USB 4, both arriving at the same time, and sometimes on the same actual ports. Also muddling up the picture is Thunderbolt 4's lack of a single headline-grabbing feature, such as a faster top-end speed than its predecessor. Thunderbolt 4 isn't a speed play. It's more about minimum requirements than maximum speeds. To help you sort out how Thunderbolt 4 differs from Thunderbolt 3, as well as from USB 4, we've prepared a little primer on the state of play. Thunderbolt, a bit of history. Before we get into the specifications of the new Thunderbolt 4 protocol, let's first back up and explain what Thunderbolt is and does, and how we got here. Introduced by Intel and Apple, Thunderbolt first showed up on a MacBook Pro in 2011. The physical form of the port was a mini DisplayPort connector with a little lightning strike icon next to it. It combined DisplayPort and PCI Express technologies in a single cable to drive high-resolution displays and high-speed data transfers with a top speed of 10 gigabits per second. Using the same physical port, Thunderbolt 2 doubled the bandwidth to 20 gigabits per second and added DisplayPort 1.2 support, giving the interface the ability to drive a video signal to a 4K display. Thunderbolt 3 doubled the data rate, again, to 40 gigabits per second. Another big change, Thunderbolt 3 no longer used the mini DisplayPort connector as its physical interface, dropping it in favor of the USB Type-C port. With the technology piggybacking on that connector, in the same way that Thunderbolt 1 and 2 piggybacked on mini DisplayPort, it also added up to 100 watts of power via USB Power Delivery, USB PD, so you could use your PC to charge your phone and other USB devices, or even charge a laptop over the port. The Thunderbolt 3 spec also introduced Thunderbolt networking with 10 gigabits per second Ethernet. Thunderbolt 3 provided enough video bandwidth that it led to a wide variety of applications, from single cable docks that could also charge your devices, to external GPUs to supercharge laptops' graphics capabilities. Thunderbolt 4 versus Thunderbolt 3. What's the difference? Thunderbolt 4 doesn't offer any headline-grabbing improvements over Thunderbolt 3. On the surface, the two protocols appear very similar. Both use the USB Type-C physical connector. Both offer a maximum throughput of 40 gigabits per second. Both offer at least 15 watts and up to 100 watts of charging power. And both offer support for that 10 gigabits per second networking. Underneath the surface, however, Thunderbolt 4 has a number of significant advantages. For starters, it doubles the minimum video and data requirements of Thunderbolt 3. Thunderbolt 4 will support sending a video signal to two 4K displays or to one 8K display, where Thunderbolt 3 is required to support only a single 4K display, and where Thunderbolt 3 systems had to support only a 16 gigabits per second data rate via PCI Express, Thunderbolt 4 will double that requirement to 32 gigabits per second. That added bandwidth will certainly be put to good use by anyone who regularly transfers gigantic files of high-resolution video and other large data sets from storage drives to their PC for editing. Thunderbolt 4 will also lead to more capable peripherals. You'll see Thunderbolt 4 docks and monitors with four Thunderbolt 4 ports, double the two ports at most, you'll find on Thunderbolt 3 devices. New thin and light laptops that need less than 100 watts to charge will be required to offer USB Type-C charging on at least one other Thunderbolt 4 ports. And when a Thunderbolt 4 laptop is connected to a Thunderbolt 4 dock, it must be able to wake from sleep from a connected keyboard or mouse. Thunderbolt 4 cables will also support 40 gigabits per second throughput at up to 2 meters in length, up from the 0.5 meter maximum of a passive Thunderbolt 3 cable. With the ability to daisy chain up to 6 Thunderbolt devices, you have the ability to connect multiple devices without each one needing a direct connection to your computer. Combined with Thunderbolt 4's greater charging and wake-from-sleep capabilities and longer cables, you'll have more flexibility in setting up your workspace to make your office less cluttered with wires and your office life a bit easier. Thunderbolt 4 versus USB 4. The key differences. Now, in practical fact, it's easy to confuse Thunderbolt 4 and USB 4. They both use the USB Type-C connector. They both offer a maximum bandwidth of 40 gigabits per second. They are both getting introduced with Intel's new 11th generation Tiger Lake core processors. And Thunderbolt 4 supports USB 4, meaning you can connect a USB device to your laptop's Thunderbolt port. Thunderbolt 4 is also backward compatible with Thunderbolt 3. In both instances, however, the connection will default to the slower speeds of USB 4 or Thunderbolt 3. Thunderbolt 4 is basically a guarantee that you are getting the best version of USB 4. While USB 4 offers the same 40 gigabits per second speed as Thunderbolt 4, there is also a slower 20 gigabits per second version of USB 4. Thunderbolt 4 also guarantees you can run a pair of 4K displays at minimum and transfer data at up to 32 gigabits per second. With USB 4, you are guaranteed only the minimums of running a single display and a 16 gigabits per second data rate. A USB 4 hub also lacks the mandatory charging and wake from sleep requirements of Thunderbolt 4, as well as 10 gigabits per second networking. USB 4 does have one advantage over Thunderbolt 4, logos that are more informative. With USB 4, you should see USB 20 gigabits per second and USB 40 gigabits per second logos next to the USB Type-C ports that will tell which flavor of USB 4 you are dealing with. Unfortunately, Intel does not offer such specifics with its Thunderbolt logos. A Thunderbolt logo is a Thunderbolt logo, is a lightning bolt. With no way to tell just by glancing at the side of your laptop or your desktop PC's I/O panel, whether a port is version 1, 2, 3, or 4 of Thunderbolt. The connector will tell you if it's Thunderbolt 1 or 2 versus Thunderbolt 3 or 4, but that's all you can assume on site. You'll need to consult your user manual or spec sheet to know which version of Thunderbolt a device offers. Some Thunderbolt 4 cables might include a 4 next to the Thunderbolt 4 logo, but such specificity is not usually offered on laptops. Security against ThunderSpy. One last advantage that Thunderbolt 4 offers over Thunderbolt 3 is better security against ThunderSpy attacks. In such a potential attack, a hacker can steal your data via vulnerabilities of a Thunderbolt port. Such an attack requires physical access to your device, but it takes all of 5 minutes and is effective even when your laptop is locked or sleeping, or your hard drive is encrypted. A ThunderSpy attack is able to work by taking advantage of the PCI Express portion a Thunderbolt, and its Direct Memory Access, DMA, which bypasses the CPU to enable fast access to system memory. Thunderbolt 4 requires Intel's virtualization technology for Directed I/O, VT-D, which protects against DMA attacks. How this works? VT-D offers DMA remapping, which isolates a portion of system memory for a connected device, so that device cannot read or write to other areas of your memory. It basically walls off a portion of system memory for a Thunderbolt device, so it can't access other places in the memory to overwrite, say, your device's password protection. To be sure, this vulnerability is a very remote threat for most folks. It's mainly a concern for corporate laptops that may travel a lot, get left in unsecured locations, and contain extremely sensitive financial or other business data. Thunderbolt 4's arrival, Rolling Thunder. Thunderbolt 4 laptops, based on Intel's 11th generation Tiger Lake core processors, are only now starting to roll out. We saw the first Tiger Lake laptops with Thunderbolt 4 support last fall in the latest versions of the Asus ZenBook 13, UX325EA, and the Dell XPS 13 9310. More are sure to follow, but not every Tiger Lake laptop with USB-C ports will offer Thunderbolt 4 support. Look at the spec sheets carefully, as well as for the Thunderbolt logo, because without it, you are likely staring at a vanilla USB 4 port, which offers previous generation Thunderbolt 3 capabilities. Apple's new M1 MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, and Mac Mini were released near the end of 2020. And while these new systems feature USB 4 ports, they do not offer formal Thunderbolt 4 support, just Thunderbolt 3. It remains to be seen when the first Mac with Thunderbolt 4 will arrive and whether it'll show up on a Mac with Apple's own M1 silicon or a Mac based on Intel Tiger Lake CPUs. On the peripheral side of the fence, the very first Thunderbolt 4 docks were starting to hit the market with announcements at CES 2021. While hubs, external drives, external GPUs, and displays seem imminent, you can be certain they will start rolling out later this year as more PCs and laptops with Thunderbolt 4 are released.